Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live, and it's 3:23, and it is a Thursday night show live now. I'll tell you, aren't these deep fakes interesting of Melania and President Trump and all the different ones, these deep fake stuff? So, therefore, I can tell you what, don't expect not to see yourself, you know, on riding some horse or pony or the sheep in the field, if you know what I mean. So let's tell me this, you know, have you ever seen it get so wild weasel so quick, and that every day something new, a new whole thing is coming, a new whole deal is coming, you see? And I'll tell you. It is just really amazing. I'm looking here at Isaiah, and I was looking at Isaiah, you know, 17 and 18, and the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroer are forsaken, and they shall be for flocks, which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria, and they shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. And in that day shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall wax lean. And it shall be as when the harvest man gathereth the corn and reapeth the ears with his arm. And it shall be as that he that gathereth ears in the valley of the Rephaim, yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of the olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, with the Lord, saith the Lord God of Israel. At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel, and he shall not look to the altars and the work of his hands, and neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. And in that day shall his strong cities be as forsaken bough, and an uppermost branch, which they have left because the children of Israel, and there shall be desolation, because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of the strength of thy strength. Therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shalt set it with strange slips. In the day shalt thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish. But the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. And the nations shall rush like the rushing of mighty many waters. But God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at evening tide, trouble. And before the morning, he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. You see, that's Isaiah 17 right there. So I'm going to tell you, Matthew 25 applies. Part of that is the fact if you're watching gold, and gold is a good thing to watch. Gold and silver, platinum. Gold has gone up $25.10 before it came on air today, $1,995.20. $1,995.20. Silver, $2,305. Okay. Platinum, $983. All right. But the metals are moving. If you have your other preps done, as Brother Quail would tell you, if you have your food, your water purification, your firearms, your medical supplies, all the different things, your NBC gear, if you've got that ready to go and you would like to get some gold or silver or platinum, then call Steve Quail at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Steve will get you silver, gold, platinum, whatever it is, and he can usually get it to you quick. And tell him Old Hawk sent you when you call. You get Steve, or if you get his son Tyler, if you get Daryl, his good manager. Incidentally, Daryl is like King Kong. He's a big man, I'm going to tell you. He's a good guy. But if you get that, let them know that you need it quick, and they will get it to you as soon as they possibly can. Because I'm going to tell you what, these banks, there's more and more trouble in Europe. It's spreading into the UK. We don't know what's happening here in this country very much, because every day it's going to be something else. Now, everybody's of a different mind on this stuff, and if the banks go, the big guys will get their money out. And even in the smaller towns, there are big guys who will get their money out. You and I might not get our money out unless we take it out. And I'm not trying to cause a bank run, but I will say this, is that if you don't have too much, your, whatever, 500, 1,000, 5,000, whatever it might be, is probably not going to destroy the bank that you bank at. If you do not have long-term storage food, if you do not have water purification, like a Berkey purification system and the black Berkey filters, if you don't have nuclear biological chemical gear, Seaburn, whatever you want to call it, like Tyvek F suit or a better quality suit with the booties, the hoodie, the military grade gas mask, like an military M95 type gas mask with the full NBC filtration system and extra filters, then you should take some money out to make a purchase, to purchase long-term storage food, or to purchase medical supplies, or to purchase NBC gear, or to purchase a firearm, or a few thousand rounds of ammunition. I was talking to a young man the other night who, a few years ago, I kind of alerted him to some of this stuff, and I'll tell you what, he's done very well trying to get it up. And I said, well, what are you needing in your thing? He said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm needing ammo. I said, well, how much you got? He said, well, I've got maybe, you know, a few hundred rounds. I said, well, there you go, man. Always have a minimum of 1,000 of every caliber that you shoot, minimum. If you can get more, more would be fine. But he said he was going to get some for his birthday in a day or two. I said, well, tell him to hurry. Now, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but we're hearing all kind of stories, and today some things I've seen, we saw a few days ago the B-52s go within 10 miles of the Russian border, and then we also see them with the accompaniment of the NATO fighters, different NATO fighter planes in their accompaniment of the Buffs. And let me tell you what, some of the Buffs and different things have made stops in different places where they could pick up the stuff that's supposed to be on them and what used to be on them in the old days. It seems to me like they're running on a fail-safe type of scenario, When they get to a certain point, they turn around and go back on the racetrack. If they've reached the fail-safe and somebody has not backed them off, then they may get ready to go downtown and go on to St. Petersburg or Moscow or wherever they're going to go. This thing is getting interesting. I'll tell you what also I have heard allegedly, actually I have some confirmation on it, allegedly a large portion of 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum left in the middle of the night, in the nighty-night night when most people are asleep. And those like Old Hawk are up and about. If you ever get the opportunity to take the late shift, then take your late shift, you know, because I'll tell you, you can think good in the quiet, and then you'll also see stuff going on that you don't see during the day. You'll have to be ready, because at any time somebody could come and you might have to sound the alarm and get everybody else up. But somebody has to take the late night shift. Somebody has to take that watch. Everybody can't sleep the 10:30 Johnny Carson, the 11 to 10, 11 o'clock till, 6 o'clock in the morning routine. Can't do it. Somebody's going to have to take the other, and you got to learn to take cat naps, and you got to learn to take 2 hours here, 3 hours there, 4 hours here. It's not the ultimate ideal thing. No. But with that and taking of good vitamins and minerals of a different groups of them and let me just say this. One of the best synergistic groups of vitamins and things to take would be calcium with magnesium and a little bit of zinc. And maybe you want maybe 900 milligrams of calcium, maybe 400 or 500 milligram of magnesium, and with a little D3 mixed in, and then with the zinc. And then if you take that, and then B100 complex, which has all the B complex vitamins in there, has all the B complex vitamins, and 100 milligrams of each one. That will help you to deal with stress, help you to think better, have better memories and all kind of stuff, and have the nervous system in the tip-top shape. Then at least you would want to take at least 500 milligrams of vitamin C, and preferably the natural vitamin C with the rose hips. Now, if you had those three as a synergy, that would be doggone good. If you can get a multiple, like a Centrum or something like that, then that will fill in some of the other gaps. I would also tell you that if you can get a hold of, and you can get, and that you can get, all right, oregano, oil of oregano capsules, all right? An additional amount of D3, like 2,000 to 4,000 IU of D3. And incidentally, you cannot metabolize the D3s and the calciums without the magnesium. That's one of the keys to helping you metabolize it. So you got to be aware of that. And then I would also tell you to have some mezzo silver. That's Frankie Keys. Purest colloids. You can go to SteveQuayle.com, click on mezzo silver, and go right to their site. It has all the questions that you should ask, and they'll answer them right there for you. They pose the question and then answer them on up. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you're at a situation where you then have the ability with the oregano, the oil of oregano capsules, and the mezzo silver. And then I would also add some horse paste ivermectins, which you can still get off of Amazon. And I would tell you that back at a certain point in time, we were told online and different things by different people that if you took that, that it would help with the COVID. Well, now they found out there's been all kind of different studies, and you could look this up, saying ivermectin effective against different types of viruses. And apparently, Dr. Malone, he had tested it against the Zika virus and some others. So if you've got some of those, and if you took it by one or two days by the basically your body weight. That's what old Hawk did. And old Hawk had the COVID, and he took it 2 days in a row, and he didn't have the COVID anymore. Same way with the number of people in the family and the in-laws and all the different outlaws and everybody that was around the horn. So anyway, I would have some of that. I would also have for my fish tanks, if you know what I mean. I would have, you know, amoxicillin and cephalexin and ciprofloxacin and all kind of stuff which are available. Fish Mox, Fish Flex, something like that. Look up fish antibiotics and you'll go to different ones. Then look up for 500 milligram, you know, amoxicillins and ciprofloxacins and all the different stuff. And then, you know, you've got where there is no doctor, you know. You got Nurse Amy and then the doctor, you know, who will tell you all about how to use those kind of things. They've got books. They've got books ready and waiting to tell you about what to do and how to do them. I've also found that if you look up what are the best antibiotics for this type of infection or that type of infection or for a kidney infection or whatever it might be, that you'll get some sites like Mayo's and other things like that. And they'll tell you. They'll even tell you the what's the best dosage and all those kind of things. You can learn a lot. But always check with your own physicians and do your own research, of course. And you might want to check with your fish tank experts and all of that as well. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're real close to, I think we're maybe close to a real big war. Now, what's interesting enough is that most of our assets are overseas somewhere else. They're not guarding this country. I mean, the MMV told Brother Quayle a number of years ago, we're open from the top door is open, the side doors are open, the bottom trap doors are open, the whole thing. And that was a number of years ago. It's worse now since then. And then they're even talking about lowering the number of ships the Navy will have. I saw the other day where the Red Chinese rushed 40 ships surrounding some island in the Philippines. Well, I don't think we could get there in 3 weeks, you know. And certainly not with 40 ships. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. We also have the fact that we've talked to you about the P-8 Orion aircraft, which are have the highest level sensors and stuff to look for nuclear weapons and for Russian submarines and to detect that stuff. But it seems we only have one or two in the United States. Had to take one from Washington State, fly it over Long Island, and then go on down and went on down the East Coast. And last time we saw it before it went off the record, you know, off the squawk, was somewhere down there by Virginia Beach. Now, what those things do is to look for Russian subs. Now, let me tell you, the Russian subs are out there, East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, Arctic Circle, the whole nine yards. The Chinese are out there. They're off Taiwan. They're off Hawaii. They're off the Philippines, all those different places. And right in the midst of that, old Dmitry Dudeman, you know, that Russia would and China would come together and that Russia would hit us and hit our nuclear forces, hit our nuclear missile bases and that kind of stuff. While we're in the midst of a civil war that the communists started. Now, who are the communists? Red China Joe. Don't you know? Whose son Hunter took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese Communist Party, don't you know? Now they got them on this $1 million. But they're going there, playing this stuff out real slow. They need to get some them subpoenas, powerful thing, them subpoenas, you know? And they need to get them on all those banks and on Yellen and all of them. And they need to quit saying, we want you to come in for a transcribed hearing. No, we got a subpoena that compels you to be here right now, or the federal marshal is going to come and grab you and bring you to the Congress. But their Comer is doing a good job. They're laying it out piece by piece. They need to get more of it out there and show the documentation. Show that documentation. Now, the thing that's going on with TikTok is very interesting. Well, we know for years they've been picking up all the data and doing all the stuff, and then now they finally have a hearing. And all that's real good and fine, all right? But I will tell you this. They don't let their kids watch it. In China, they don't let their kids participate on it. They want their kids to excel in school. They don't want them to do goofball dances and go half naked and do all the crap. So, that's all ongoing. Very interesting. But the Red Chinese have already bought a president, in my opinion. Because we have a right to our opinions. We have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom to petition our government for redress of grievances. So I don't know what you think, but I think you ought to at least go and get you another can of tuna chunky soup tonight. The early warning radars are being towed from the platforms. I see Al Turner's brought that out. I heard it this afternoon from some deep background people in the SIGINT world. New type sea-based X-band radar, XBX-1, floating self-propelled mobile active electronically scanning arrays, okay? We used to have the over-the-horizon radar on the coastlines. Still have some of that. But these are being turned on, and they call the signal, the boys call it, the smart boys call it the Weeper. The signal, they call the signal the Weeper. Because it's weeping, it has a different sound to it. So now what I was going to say, and I don't know if I told you this or not 2 minutes ago, because things happen so quick, you forget what you're talking about. But apparently we're getting ready to go to war, because in the middle of the night, and I had a confirmation on it, I got sidetracked. Apparently, a lot of the 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum is now sitting in Poland. I've also seen some U.S. flag flash patches, not subdued. But I've seen some of those on stuff on people in the Ukraine. There's a discussion now that the U.S. might be going to go against the Russians in the Crimea and that kind of stuff, and in different places on that east side over there. But I don't understand what they're thinking is that if you have, the Russians have their hypersonic missile that from anywhere on the planet can hit the United States target in the U.S. in less than 5 minutes. With the nuclear weapons? Then why are you thinking it's going to be a World War II? The first thing I would do if I went over there is I would get all my cash up, you know, from playing poker or whatever I was doing, rolling dice, or from my mother and father and grandma, and I would make sure that I found somebody in an aviation company That was a C-130, boy, or something like that, or a C-5 Galaxy, or something that could get up in the air and then go back the other way. I would put my certain amount of money in their hand with the promise of more. They save me the seat. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't get out of there, you ain't going to get out of there. I would also remind you that you need to watch or read what is said in Ezekiel 38 and also in Ezekiel 39, which is the aftermath of the Gog-Magog War. They're going to be burying bodies for years later. So I'm telling you, while you have the chance, prepare. I've told you this before. Listen closely. A good place to start to understand what happens in terms of nuclear war, the risks involved, and how you could protect yourself from it as best you can on an expedient basis. Shelter, the different things that you need to do, the protection factors, the half-life of radiation and how long that might last, how you don't want to look at it. You know, when Sodom and Gomorrah were getting ready to go, they told Lot's wife not to look back, right? Well, she did. She was turned to a pillar of salt. Think about that. So, if you go to Crescent Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War. It's online. Do a search engine, not Google. Do a search engine, find it, and you can find a free downloadable PDF file. It's a substantial book. It's got all kind of pictures. It's got all kind of things to do, how to make shelters. It even tells you how to make and shows you how to make your own radiation detector. How to do it. Crescent Carney. It has a foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller, who was one of our great scientists and who also was one of the people that was involved in bringing the H-bomb into the factor. Although I've known people that know Teller, that knew Teller. I know somebody that Teller went to his high school science fair just to meet him. Because he was doing Tesla experiments that Teller was interested in. But that person was told by Teller that they had known about all the zero-point energy, all these different things, the space people, all the different stuff, but they didn't want to develop it as, you know, any further because it was going to be used by the evil people as bombs, as weapons to destroy the planet when we could be sitting here right now using zero-point energy. To where none of your house, none of your electrical systems in your home or in your business or in your factory or on your farm or wherever it might be. It basically would cost virtually hardly anything. Now, if you didn't have to expend that amount of money, what could you do with the other portion of that you would be spending on it? I've told you before, there's something called eDARPA, eDARPA or Energy DARPA. And, you know, what was it? Pons and Fleischmann, they did the stuff, the fusion stuff that was done with platinum, palladium in a jar, remember? cold fusion. And they did that, and it was relatively easily done, but that was all suppressed. Then you want to have hot fusion, and that's even been perfected by EDARPA and the U.S. military, but they suppress it. So all of these wars and all these things, some of it is because of systems that no longer need to be even in use. However, we're going to have to use oil and stuff for quite some time for the public transportation, because it has been suppressed. It could have been phased all in. And then you could use that for chemical plants and that kind of stuff to create other chemicals. Tesla himself used to drive, apparently, a Packard or something that would go 60, 70, 80 miles an hour with just a black box in the car. Instead of the engines, just put energy into the drivetrain. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got the over-the-horizon radars being towed out in different areas to see what's going on. We got the red Chinese green flashing with lasers all over Hawaii doing stuff. Now I'm going to tell you something else. The U.S. fleet and the headquarters of the U.S. Navy has had trouble communicating with all the ships and the submarines. They say, oh, there's got no problem. We get that the subs don't have the targeting for the missiles anymore on them. The Tridents. That was all taken away by Slick Willie Clinton, and then after him, George Herbert Walker Bush didn't change it. So the subs have to tow an array and listen to get the word from the president or from command or some structure that gives them their targets and gives them the launch codes. The launch part of the nuclear trident, you know. The triple bombers, missiles, and submarines with the Trident missile systems in them. That was our nuclear deterrent. I would also add that we also have now TR-3Bs, TR-4s, and some different other spacecraft, Solar Warden giant craft, which could land, say, 15,000 space marines down onto something in a heartbeat. Whoosh, all right? And then kaboom, and then unload. Maybe like the Harkonnen when they came, the Zardars or whatever they called them in the movie Dune, you know? It's awfully horrendous to think about and to contemplate the demise of a large portion of the planet. On the other hand, if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you and you repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he's with you and he knows you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean, he'll get you involved in reading the Bible, reading his word. And his word is some of the key things to read first. You may have started the book one, all right, and the whole Bible is good, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to tell you, I have been told to emphasize the words that Lord Jesus has to say so that you can get familiar with what Jesus tells you. Consequently, if we're getting ready to go to war, and have a nuclear war, I think you should get Crescent Carney How to Survive Nuclear War, forward by Dr. Edwin Teller. And in there, that gives you all kind of information. I would also tell you that there's another book called No Such Thing as Doomsday, which I find to be exceptional. It's by Philip Hoag, H-O-A-G, if it's still in print. And then also Dare to Prepare by Holly Drennan Dale. She's got all kind of information about shelters and nuclear, you know, things and all kind of stuff like that. Now, you know, what's interesting is that apparently all the old films, the Air Force had some real good films and all of that. And apparently that has been declassified and now being disseminated across the board down into the lower ranks of troops. And also into probably what I would say into NATO troops and those that are of affiliates like Ukrainian troops. And then apparently these movies telling you about the blast radius and how far you'd have to be away in a plane so that you would not be affected, or how far if you were, you know, looked up and saw something, you wouldn't get your eyes burned to a crisp. Or that the rolling whirlwind. You remember I talked to you and read you there, Isaiah, about the rushing of waters and all of that. And you know what that brings up? Russian drone submarines that have the tsunami weapon. They're called Poseidons also. All right. Not to be mistaken for a P-8 Poseidon submarine hunting aircraft of the United States government. So that right there gives you the sound of the rushing of waters and all of that kind of a thing. Because if you start landing nukes, or you start creating tsunami nukes where you get a 1,000-foot wave, and you pop a few of those, and all of a sudden the Great Britain, the United Kingdom, is no more. Well, that's kind of interesting. Coastal United States is no more. Why do you think they might be off the coast of Virginia Beach with a P-8 right now looking? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you better be prepared. I am looking at this like I looked at the Cuban Missile Crisis. And back then we had much better coverage of this kind of thing, telling more of the truth than we do today. And meanwhile, you got Biden in Ottawa, Canada, right when we're getting ready to go to war. You got 10th Mountain allegedly is in Poland. You got Marines up in Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. You had other U.S. Army in Lithuania in different places, Rangers and Delta and all kind of people. You got SEALs in different locations. You got U.S. Marines on some of those islands of the Taiwanese islands right there. The smaller ones right off the coast in between where the Red Chinese are going to come across and the main island of Taiwan. So this thing is locked and loaded. B-52s on fail safes. And at the last second, 10 miles away, they turn back and come back around. You got B-1s overseas. You got B-2s overseas in Guam and still hopefully in Nob Noster, because from Nob Noster, they can fly to anywhere. The fighting 509th. God bless them. But heaven forbid if the Pentagon doesn't have all the spare parts for them or the B-1B or even B-52s or F-A-18s or F-15s or F-16s or C-5As or C-130s. What happens when the parts run out? We have to, do we then stop the war and get the parts from China because we have them over there in a factory? This stuff, we've been yelling about this. I've been yelling about this for so many years. How many parties it got kicked out of? Try to tell the truth to people all over the years. How many family gatherings I got barred from? You know, all that kind of stuff. But there ain't no blood on my hands because I've told at the top of my lungs. I've warned you. I've warned the remnant. Brother Quayle, he ain't got no blood on his hands. He's been warning you for over 30 years. And Soldier Supplies back in the old days. Wiggy's sleeping bags and all the different stuff, the food he had for years. He used to sell those military vehicles. I forget what they were called. I think they were Swiss or something. They were Swiss vehicles, military vehicles that would go up the side of a hill, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, I've tried to do the best thing I can do, and I still am trying to do it. And I appreciate all the help you can give. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe me. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, swinging ball bats at the Lucy shins and trying to hit him right on the nose with the Louisville slugger? Anything is most needed and welcome. Give me Federal Reserve notes, ounce of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, half, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect you against all evil. May he provide you with medical miracles. May he provide you with all of the things you need and want to survive. And if you don't have the ability to prep like some people do, then you say, Lord Jesus, please help me to get more preparations. I can't afford to buy the long-term storage food, or I can get a little bit. I can get some cans of chunky soup. I can't get the thing. I can get a little ammo, but Lord Jesus, will you help me to do it? And then say, Lord, put somebody into my life that I can exchange some work or some of my ability to do something in exchange for additional food or protection when the time comes. And I'll tell you what, I bet he hooks you up with somebody. I bet you do find somebody and they come to you. You can also, if you need a firearm, ask your old Uncle Louie or great-grandpa Joe or whatever. Sometimes the neighbor next door has got an extra, I don't know, 12-gauge pump shotgun, or has an extra 22 rifle, you know, that he used to use, but he doesn't use it anymore because he's got other weapons. And then get you a few bricks of 500 of the, or 1,000, you know, rounds of the 22 long rifle. You can shoot and defend a home with it. You can shoot a squirrel with it, or a rabbit, or whatever you want to do to eat. You're living a little bit off the land. If you can only get a 38 special, or if you can get a 45 automatic, or if you get a 9mm, or a 22 pistol, whatever that might be, see if they've got an extra one for you. Grandpa Joe, Uncle Louie, whoever it might be. Your good friend and neighbor, or your buddy at work, the guy who's got 30 guns or 40 guns, and then, you know, you got to tell him, hey, you ain't going to be able to shoot all of them at once. Maybe you ought to let me get good on one of them so I can protect my home, and you live two doors down, then I can also help to protect you, all right? So we're looking for early detection of launches by submarines of the Russians and red Chinese types, and the North Koreans, and the Iranians. The Iranians have submarines. The Iranians have nuclear weapons. They have drones because they copied our drones. Back in the 90s, Brother Quayle, he had the documentation that was a story. It was back then. Nobody was paying attention to it. But they launched a missile from Iran and it exploded a nuclear weapon in a test. But that disappeared off the internet lickety-split, baby. The Israelis, long about 2004, 2005, wanted to take out all of Iran's stuff. Natanz, all the different places, Homs, all the different places over there. They wanted to take out all of the centrifuges, all of the missiles, all the underground bases, and they didn't do it. They weren't allowed to do it. U.S. would not let them do it at that point in time. I just got an update from somebody telling me about, I think what's being reported by Al Turner. It says he's received a covert intelligence, apparently, revealing Air Force mobility teams that are rapidly moving cargo to remote Indo-Pacific sites. The risk of war with China is spurring the U.S. Air Force to create air mobility teams charged with dispensing of quickly to deliver cargo to far-flung spots across the Indo-Pacific. Yes, got a lot of stuff be going to Guam. There's going to be a lot of stuff going to South Korea because they took a lot of stuff out of South Korea to send it to Ukraine. And boy, I tell you what, there's some good people there in South Korea. One of whom Daddy is a friend of the show. God bless him over there, and may the Lord Jesus protect him against all evil. To my friend from PA. The Red Chinese are also flooding across our southern border. I've told you about the situation where they, the one Chinese lady was had five military-like guys who didn't have any pocket litter. No, you know, no ID, nothing. High and tight hair. She was taking them to the Hilton in Houston, apparently. All these different stuff going on. But they're flooding in now. These are people that are coming across that will become saboteurs and that will also link up with people who have been here for a while that will have the weapons and the different stuff, okay, for them. You also got to remember that in Mexico, years ago, Brother Quayle heard about it, food being delivered to Red Chinese officers and enlisted people that were down in Mexico living in subdivisions that were brand new subdivisions. At the time, I knew somebody. I asked them if they knew anybody to go down there. They sent somebody down there. I think it was about 2:05, maybe. And El Capitan sent somebody down there, and they did find them. They did find a brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses and stuff in a gated communities up in the more in the Montanas, the Los Montanas, the mountains areas and more rural areas in Mexico, and that these were Red Chinese military. You go back further than that, and there was the vampires, the North Korean troops that were in and around in the mountainous areas of the border, North Korean special forces that were there. And then all of the people that come in, brought in by the snakeheads in the containers coming under the West Coast or into New York also, or into the Gulf Coast and New Orleans or Houston in the ports. And now they just come across the border. They give them a Biden phone and probably a SNAP card, and they say, okay, here, go to the NGO, and 15, 20 minutes, they're released. Well, you're going to have to defend your neighborhood. You're going to have to defend your farm road. You're going to have to defend your mountain pass, okay? Your road up in the hills, you know what I'm saying, in the Sierra Madre. Or in the Wasatch. Brother in the Wasatch told me today, oh, Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse is one tough cookie, let me tell you. A fighting man. Knows his way around the snow and the mountains and the whole bit. Raises horses, some say. But he told me they'd had 755 inches of snow this season up in the Wasatch in the mountains up there. More than some of the areas of the Sierras that got buried, and the Sierras got buried. He said he'd clean his roof off four times, three or four times, and to scoop it off. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, methodically prepare, but step up your speed of preparation. Be sure that you have firearms and ammunition. It would be good if you had a pump shotgun, a rifle of some sort, which could be a deer hunting rifle, your father's 30-06 or your 30-06 or what have you, or 270 or whatever it is you got. But if you can't get anything else, get a 22 long rifle. 223, whatever it is, 7.62 by 39. You can't foul that up because that was designed for the peasants. 7.62 by 39, or an SKS or whatever it might be. You get them ready, and you have at least 1,000 rounds if you can get a hold of it. But methodically purchase additional rounds, okay? Number four buck, double out buck, sabot slugs, copper if you can get them, copper sabot slug. Because you might be dealing with six-fingered Samuels, guys with six fingers that are real tall. Or fallen angels that might be susceptible to some of the same. Copper. Allergies, if you know what I mean. I don't want to draw this all out. I don't want to make it sound dramatic or try to sound like William Shatner in every word, like, ooh, in the news shows, you know? Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you this. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Get your bug-out bag, your house load, and your fighting load that you can take off. When you take your house load off and throw it down, you still got your fighting load, where you can survive for 7 to 10 days on what's in the fighting load. You have to learn how to pack all this stuff yourself. You don't take the kitchen sink, but you do take a lot. Your canteens, magazine pouches, all the different stuff. Gas mask, the Tyvek F suits, the poncho liner. Because it's still cold in a lot of places. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May our Father in heaven, who sent his only begotten Son down here to live on this planet, to go through everything he did, to be crucified, and then to rise from the dead, and then to have the power and the blood of Jesus to wipe your sins away. May he protect you against all evil. If you're ill or sick or infirm, may he provide you with medical miracles. But you'd better become prepared, as Jesus told you to do, and the parable of the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25. How many hours of lighting would you like for an evening over the next year? Okay. How many hours per night? You want 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours of light? Figure out how much. Figure out how much oil will need to be put into those old Dietz lanterns or those Petromax lanterns or Rayos or whatever they call them now. So now Matt Gaetz is telling everybody, thank you, Crazy Horse, for sending that to me, that the Democrats will move on guns by declaring firearm violence a public health emergency. So, yeah, they're going to come. They're going to come, ATF, all the idiots, and the EIEIOs, and the Red Chinese, and the Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired, and the U.S. military, and it's in and of itself, NORTHCOM. You get the power grid goes down, all the stuff goes out, and that's what's going to probably happen. If you have not read the book, you know, if you've not read the book that I've told you about, One Second After, by William R. Forschen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. It's a Forge, F-O-R-G-E book, a Forge book, One Second After, William R. Forschen, or Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. Excellent books to read. There are others by both men and by other good writers that will tell you how things are going to be here very shortly. So don't go into their Luciferian knifed out of fight. Stand for your Lord. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights and for your property, for your business. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology tonight. Strike blows against those you know that are against the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against those fallen angels in Antarctica and in various places. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey, stand the optics and squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it. And I see you out there, road and track. I heard about your kettlebell walking and your Muay Thai fight at the same time. Have your daddy teach you about electricity and chemistry and science and all the good things. And little L, have your daddy also teach you about the engineering things and the electricity things and all that as well. As perhaps how to shoot a bow and arrow. Good night. Prepare tonight while you got the time.